This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The we tonight in the studio includes me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson had just started telling us about Ayn Rand and 10 things that I guess she said. 10 quotes from Ayn Rand that are anarchist.
Yes.
Even though she herself was, didn't seem to be anarchist.
Nominally statist, as they describe it here in the article.
So this is from a blog, an anarcho-objectivist blog?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm not a huge fan of Ayn Rand, and I don't really know much about her. I read one of her books when I was in high school. It was one of Yeah, it was one of the shortest books that she is. It's actually the only book in high school that I ever really read.
Anthem?
It was Anthem.
And you didn't think that was awesome?
It was fine.
Okay.
It was a fine book.
Anthem's, I think, among her best
probably
work.
Probably, like, completely defined as his outlook in life and just like, whatever, you know.
I really enjoyed The Fountainhead as, a book and that sort of thing. I didn't like Atlas Shrugged. I found it to be just too preachy and dry. But, you know, hey.
Atlas Shrugged is one of my favorites, but only because I've read Atlas Shrugged well after becoming like a libertarian and hanging out with you guys for a few years. So that I didn't like it. I probably wouldn't have liked it had I read it back in high school. I would have been like, boring. Because it's really horrible. The first 100 pages are so dry. But understanding sort of the philosophy of liberty and understanding libertarian ideals, reading that book with that understanding, it's a fantastic book. I really enjoyed it.
I just, Ayn Rand gets attributed to being this libertarian icon so often by people who don't understand libertarianism.
Right, yeah, no, I agree.
And I feel like
we're
propagating that by, continuing to give her attention that she doesn't really deserve. But ultimately, this is actually about things that she said that you really like.
Sure,
Johnson.
But you could say the same thing, I'm sure, for, yourself and for, Cantwell, too, and for, any other people who are, loudly proclaiming things about liberty. Derek Jay, Stephen Molyneux, there are probably all sorts of people out there who are constantly talking about liberty who people say, I agree with their philosophy, and they don't get it. They don't get it at all. Mm-hmm. Because nobody, there's not going to be that many people. Now, will I say that there's a disproportionate number of people amongst Ayn Rand followers who don't get it? Yeah, there's probably a lot of people who call themselves objectivists and Ayn Rand followers who just don't get it. But then again,
there's also kind of this cult aspect, too, that's
sure.
Kind of bizarre.
And she's also dead.
Right.
So
she can't speak for herself.
Sure.
And so all you have are a bunch of people who are analyzing her writings and speeches and,
right.
Trying to swing it in their direction as much as possible.
I think it's the analyzation of one particular person's work that mm-hmm. bothers me about this. There's so many great voices of liberty out there historically and even now. Right now, especially, I'd say. And to look at one person's as though that person's word is more valuable than others, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
but,
I don't think that's what Johnson's doing here.
No, I don't either.
But
I'm just critiquing what I think about Ayn Rand.
The Ayn Rand cultists are that way.
But I can be that way about Rothbard. So,
I guess
the door swings both ways.
The next one here on the list is one of the things that I find particularly attractive about Ayn Rand.
And those words don't generally go together.
Yeah.
So the basic political principle, basic political principle of objectivist ethics is that no man may initiate the use of physical force against others. No man or group or society or government has the right to assume the role of a criminal and initiate the use of physical compulsion against any man. Men have the right to use physical force only in retaliation and only against those who initiate its use. The ethical principle involved is simple and clear-cut. It is the difference between murder and self-defense. And she said that in Objectivist Ethics book. So that her book on Objectivist Ethics. So it's the non-aggression principle. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's the non-aggression principle. Again, I feel like way before anybody else was talking about that idea, that particular idea, you know, of non-initiation of force. And I think that's huge and to be respected and commended. And that whether or not she followed it in everything else that she did with her views on, for example, intellectual property is obviously questionable and debatable. But I still think that the fact that that principle was brought forward and being talked about is a very good thing, and I don't see any reason to...
No, but again, she's not the first person to talk about those ideas, right? Like, you know, there's those ideas go back as far as the Tao Te Ching.
Well, okay, so the what she worked on well, as far as I'm concerned, is this her philosophy on enlightened self-interest. The idea that being, what's the term that she used? Not generous, but she had this other term that she would always...
altruistic.
She hates
the term altruism.
Yeah.
She hates it because it's self-sacrifice.
Right. So she worked on that, and that's where her philosophy is, in my opinion, most sound.
Right. And there are a lot of people that are just not bright enough to understand that.
I think that that's what's so cryptic about it,
yeah.
Is that, look, you do everything in your life you do for selfish reasons. You give to poor people because it makes you feel better. You you know, spend time with your children because you know that's what you want to do. You want to build them into better people. All of these things are things that you want for yourself.
On your system of values and what you value. If you didn't value those things, you wouldn't do it.
Right, and that's not...
I agree with that.
So her philosophy in there, I think it's always often stated in a manner that is easily manipulated, and that's why I don't like the objectivist stuff on altruism. But I think that she did us a favor by pointing out how enlightened self-interest is important.
Okay, moving on.
Speaking of monopolies, a coercive monopoly is a business concern that can set its prices and production policies independent of the market, with immunity from competition, from the law of supply and demand. An economy dominated by such monopolies would be rigid and stagnant. The necessary precondition of a coercive monopoly is closed entry, the barring of all competing producers from a given field. This can be accomplished...
Like electric companies, sure. Oftentimes. Yep. Cable companies often exist in this mm-hmm. area. There's like a theme here. It's like governments grant these.
Right. She says,
there's no such thing as a coercive monopoly that exists outside yep. of a government grant.
That's exactly what she goes on to say. This can be accomplished only by an active government intervention in the form of special regulations, subsidies, or franchises. Without government assistance, it is impossible for a would-be monopolist to set and maintain his prices and production policies independent of the rest of the economy. For if he attempted to set his prices and production at a level that would yield profits to new entrants significantly above those available in other fields, competitors would be sure to invade his industry.
Now, and I think that that's obvious. If you somehow disagree with this idea, if you believe that a monopoly can exist outside of a government a granted monopoly, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Mm. These are the anarcho writings of
right.
Ayn Rand.
Yep,
and I think
much.
That's interesting stuff. That's 855-450-3733.
Well, there could be a monopoly by virtue of the fact that one company provides awesome service and awesome product, and nobody's bothered to try to compete with them.
I think
a natural monopoly or whatever that.
Well, if you look at,
he was talking about coercive monopolies. There can be no coercive monopoly.
Right. And yeah. So we all have a monopoly. We have a monopoly over our own labor.
Mm.
So if you slice the pie thinly enough, you can find yourself a monopoly. So, for instance, in the area of satellite-delivered audio content, Sirius XM in the car sort of wins out, that nobody's sort of developed a system for delivering audio in the car mm-hmm. to compete with them. There was XM and Sirius. They merged. Now it's a monopoly. But it's only a monopoly in the area of satellite-delivered audio. It's not a monopoly in the area of audio delivered to cars, because you can get audio delivered to your car through... I'll use my cell phone, my smartphone through the radio, yep, and connect a LRN.FM through the listen lines or through the data plan. Also, I get podcasts that I put on a jump drive and I bring into the car. I can probably do it on my smartphone, but I don't do it that way. And the radio, you know, like the old tried and true system.
There's also always natural factors of competition between, like, for example, service and price. Those things are always going to be at odds with one another, so if you have your price low enough, you might not be able to provide the same level of service as another company would.
It's true. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Live. We invite you to take control of these airwaves here. You can bring up anything you'd like. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. They're all free.
Many of the ideas of independence that were behind the Revolutionary War here in the United States descended from the Scottish. For instance, the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, to some extent a Scot, were based on the Declaration of Arbroath. And many of the people who died on revolutionary battlefields were people who had participated in the Jacobite Revolution in Scotland and had to get the heck off out of the UK in order to, avoid dying. The ideas of liberty are integral in Scottish heritage. And that's why I think In Freedom's Cause from infreedomscause.com is just a really great work. It's the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, and it's just phenomenal. It's produced in a fashion where this is audio theater at its best. It's got big-name actors and actresses in it, including Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart. These are top-rate actors, and they do a fantastic job. You'll not find audio theater better than this, and you'll not find anything as a gift for this holiday season that's better at giving the ideas of liberty to your family, to your loved ones, to the kids in your life. This is very kid-friendly. It's awesome for kids. You can just go to infreedomscause.com, and we've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. There's a family four-pack. And the family four-pack is four sets of audio that you can give away to four different people. So you've got four gifts in one, and you get it for half price with coupon code FTL. So you go to infreedomscause.com, use coupon code FTL, and get four gifts, give them out to the people you love, spread the ideas of liberty, support Free Talk Live, support liberty-oriented media. It's a win all around, infreedomscause.com.
All right, we'll come back to this list of Ayn Rand alleged anarchist statements from someone who probably would not have described herself that way. Johnson will continue that list in a moment, but first we've got Aaron, who's on the line in Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I heard you guys talking, and I wanted to talk about the monopoly question.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, how many people are allowed to own a resource to call it a monopoly? So if someone say, two people own all the oil in the world, is that a monopoly?
Well, it's not a monopoly.
It'd be a duopoly, wouldn't it?
But I think you just use the term cartel to describe it, and I think that a cartel is an obvious control. In most cases, you don't have still the marketplace abhors cartels too, and they have to be supported by government to some extent.
So if I find unobtainiums per se on my property, and I have the entire world's supply, and
yep,
it just happens to be mine, is that a legitimate monopoly or not?
Well,
it depends. We were talking about coercive monopolies. So are you stealing from someone in order to monopolize this?
No, he said it was on his property.
So no,
right,
it would not be.
The Earth doesn't really work that way. But okay, let's talk about unobtainium. And the answer is, yeah, you own it. Let's not forget in the real world, in the world of kings, in the world of coercive rulers, somebody's liable to take it away from you and say, the government will take it from you and say that somehow or another it's a resource that they deserve to have and that you shouldn't have it. But let's say that for some reason or another, the government doesn't do that to you. Sure, you own it legitimately.
Who knows to say what its value is? You know, you might think it's, you know, the most valuable thing on the planet. It's unobtainium. But other people might go, yeah, that's just a, you know, dumb piece of
I guess
of
I was leading more towards there being a continuum. So there's anything with a limited resource, there's a certain percentage of the population that owns it. Whether or not they're in collusion, I guess, is the problem. It's not that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. It's them getting together. But like I said, what the collusion generally does is that collusion works with governments in order to solidify their collusion. If you're just talking about in the free market, then oftentimes somebody manages to make an end run around these people, or somebody breaks the cartel in trying to get more business and that sort of thing. So if you're talking about, say, here's a legitimate monopoly. You have a monopoly over the land you own, which is basically what you're talking with unobtainium. Well, this is sort of true when you're at a business corner. There's always the good corner for a gas station, and then the other gas stations are on the lesser corners. Well, the good corner gas station is probably going to have the higher name Mobile Gas or whatever, and they're going to be a few cents more. Well, the other gas stations are going to compete against that gas station to try to drive down, well, not to try to drive down the price, that's the result, but they're trying to get other customers. And so they're going to have better prices, or they're going to have better Slurpees, or they're going to have, oil change deals, or whatever it is they do to get people in the door so that they can take business away from that, the good corner. And that's how the marketplace works.
Well, and that's the same way government works. The unobtainium, translate that into land, as you point out, is the a truly limited resource that everybody has to have somewhere to live and stand. And all the governments are taking monopolies on certain sections of land.
Well, they're taking monopolies on all land. The United States government and its little satellite governments claims every inch of land. That's why you pay property tax. It's a rent to the Lord.
If there was a surplus of land, though, governments would be a moot point because there would always be somewhere you could go that you could avoid them.
Well, the only reason why there isn't a surplus of land, though, is because they've claimed all of it.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, you can go to the moon, or you can go to Antarctica.
Every square inch of land on the planet is owned.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be bothered down in Antarctica. It's just that you can't live there. And
well, anywhere you can go where you can live, there's going to be men and women who will show up to tell you what to do. I mean, even if there were more unclaimed land, it would only be a matter of time before somebody comes there and claims, you've been living here, but we're forming a government, and now we're taking over.
Right. So the reason monopolies are a problem is because the people trying to enforce or restrict monopolies, the government, already have a monopoly on every natural resource on the planet, which is...
Well, they have a monopoly on violence.
On the land.
They have a monopoly on the use of violence, and that's how they get the rest of their monopolies, because they're willing to kill you.
You could use violence if you wanted to, but you're still
But then you'd be like the government.
Because they have more violence. But they don't have a monopoly on it. Like, anyone can do violence. But they do have a monopoly on the land.
How do they have monopoly on the land if they're not willing to use violence? If, for instance, I have a $100 bill in my hand, but I'm not willing to use violence to protect it, somebody can just take it out of my hand. So it's the claim on violence that the government has.
They have a monopoly on the legitimate use of violence, meaning that they can get away with using violence and everybody thinks it's okay because they've been brainwashed to believe that it's okay when the government uses violence in a lot of cases. And then they use that violence or the threat of the violence, which ultimately is a threat of death, as we discussed earlier tonight, to get their way, which is to say they have a monopoly over everything.
Wouldn't most libertarians afford everyone that same opportunity to use violence to protect what they think is their stuff?
I would.
Their home and their land.
Right. Yeah, I think most people do have that right to defend themselves, absolutely.
So if the government believes that this is their land and they're affording you the opportunity to live on it and protections under it, then obviously they would conclude logically that they should be able to defend it with violence.
But you're talking about the government as though it's an individual, and it's not.
That's right, yeah. But they would conclude that they have the right to defend it with violence because they've written pieces of paper that tell them they have that right.
Well,
it's just all this big religion.
Corporation can't really have a monopoly either because it's not an individual.
Very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to harvestright.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's harvestright.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about monopolies. How do you define monopoly? Is there such a thing as a monopoly that can happen naturally without the assistance of the state? And what exactly kind of a monopoly does the state have anyway? Is it a monopoly on the use of violence, the legitimate use of violence, that then leads them to have a monopoly over other things like land, for instance, where they seem to claim ownership of all land? And if you don't believe that's true, try not paying property taxes and wait for a few years and see what happens to your property, or at least what you thought was your property. So we can continue that discussion. Also, it was springing from a list of 10 statements from Ayn Rand, which are apparently claiming to be anarchist statements, even though she was definitely not an anarchist. Johnson has that list. We will continue with it. She wasn't even a libertarian, at least from what I understand. But we'll continue with that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the number. Also, want to let you know how to get a car for Bitcoin. New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars they've cared for in their rental fleet, and New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, which means that they don't pass on the cost that they normally would have to pass on if they went to an auction, for instance, and you have to pay auction fees and then transport costs to get it back to the dealership. Those don't get passed on to you because they already have these cars in their inventory. They're in great condition and are priced to move, and they can ship them anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. In fact, NewAgeAutoSales.com is looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. Now, of course, if you don't have enough Bitcoin to buy a whole car, you can also get help from NewAgeAutoSales.com. And Bitcoin is what they're taking at NewAgeAutoSales.com for late model, well-maintained car shipped anywhere in the world. You can go to their website, give them a call from the number on the site, NewAgeAutoSales.com. So we'll be back to Aaron in Philadelphia. Aaron, further thoughts that that you wanted to share?
Just as I was trying to catch in at the end there, there had to be someone on the land first. So who is able to claim legitimate use of the land in the first place is the person able to defend it with violence. And as collections and groups of people grew, it's almost as if the government got a natural ownership of the land simply by being the largest group defending the given area.
Yeah, I can see that point, because oftentimes what you'll find is that when you have a small enough group of people, that one person will specialize in this and one person will specialize in that and that kind of thing. So you'll have the guy, the plumber, and the carpenter and those sorts of things. And so what you have is you have the person who specializes in protection. They put together their protection force, or they organize people in whatever way they organize them. And in the organization of an organization, in organizing an organization that has, its stated purpose is to use violence in a defensive fashion, but nonetheless it uses violence, it's a short little step over the line from defensive violence to offensive violence. Well, you need to pay us to protect you. Well, of course you have to pay anybody for any kind of service, but then when a society gets big enough where two people could provide levels of protection, the person who was providing it up to that point is like, whoa, we really don't like that idea or the organization or whatever. You should stick with us. And since they have the weapons and they have the momentum from time, that's what they claim is legitimacy.
Right. Aaron, thanks. It speaks to the corruptibility of people in power.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, of course, was it Lord Acton who said absolute power corrupts? Absolutely.
Nope. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. I really like these conversations about sort of monopolies and what the role of government is and that sort of thing. And I think that they use the term that government is a monopoly on the use of violence in a given geographic area, and that gets used. There's a Barack Obama quote that says that's what sets a nation state apart. He's saying it, and it's said over and over by those in the political sphere. They understand that. Now, many of us on the outsides, we don't understand. Oh, politicians would never say something like that. Oh, yeah, they understand what government is. It's a monopoly on the use of force. But it's not in the United States. The federal government isn't a monopoly by any stretch. It was never set up to be that way. States were supposed to be superior, or at least on par with the federal government. But since power tends to concentrate, it tends to concentrate in the hands of those that, have the guns. What we've seen is that since basically World War II, the United States has become the seat of power for the world. Washington, D.C. is the seat of power for the world. And the states, their power is diminished, the individual's power is diminished, the local government's power is diminished, and countries around the world, they do, whether it's by carrot or stick, they do what the State Department says. Or they are in big trouble.
Well, the U.S. government may be the seat of power in the world, but according to MarketWatch.com, America is now number two as far as size of the economy. China apparently
is. What does that mean, size of the economy?
Well, according to the story here, there's no easy way to say this. I'll just say it. We're no longer number one today. We're number two. Yes, it's official. The Chinese economy just overtook the United States economy to become the largest in the world. It's for the first time.
The population is triple ours, too, right?
I don't know if this is by population.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably. It probably is by population. But regardless, not number one anymore in that category either. Anyway, let's go on with the list.
So one thing you mentioned before was, you know, whether or not Ayn Rand would label herself, you know, in this label as libertarian or label as anarchist. And one thing that I think is unfair is to bring up those labels, because I think so many people in this community label themselves all different ways. And I think one thing that's unquestionable is, were she alive today, that she would be a part of the community of people who are trying to, I think, who are deeply pro-freedom and pro-liberty. You know, I think that she would absolutely...
She would likely be involved in all the libertarian infighting, just as many of us.
Sure, absolutely. But, I mean, I think she would be, as you know, as respected as a Ron Paul, or as respected as, you know, yourself or Molyneux or anybody other luminary out there that is... promoting the ideas of liberty, you know?
Molyneux is an objectivist. I mean, he got his ideas to some extent.
I don't think he calls himself that.
You can tell by his terminology, the way he talks, the whole, this is a, you know, this is a philosophical conversation.
I haven't had a chance yet to listen to his YouTube video, The Truth About Ayn Rand. He's done one. He's done a four-part series.
That's great. And I think he's very talented, but the way he talks, you can tell he's coming from the objectivist angle. So his work is built upon hers. Now, I don't know what particularly he's bringing in the area, the defooing, the family of origin.
Jargon, Mark. What do you mean by that?
Right. I was just saying, is this family of origin, defooing.
It's departing the family of origin.
Yeah. So what he's claiming is that this is a system for dealing with bad people in your life. Those kind of things. So he's brought a few things to the table as far as philosophy.
You've glossed over what that means. This defooing is jargon, which means separating yourself from your family because they disagree with you on politics, basically. Right. That's essentially what he's alleged to have advocated that people do.
It's a long-held psychological practice, though, that that people should get out of the social groups that do them harm or do bad things to them.
Well, it's one thing if your uncle's raped you or something like that, but it's another thing if he disagrees with you politically at the dinner table on Thanksgiving.
There are lots of social psychologists and sociologists and stuff like that will tell you, like, oh, this youth is, you know, needs to get rid of their entire circle of friends because they do drugs and that's bad for you. You know, like, that's it's a common practice to say to separate from a group. It's not common to tell someone to separate from their family because their blood. It's, well, you know, your family. So,
I'm the first person to say that the family is blood and that you're born into a group of strangers. Right. I mean, I'm the first person to say that, but at the same time, I'm also not willing to cut somebody out of my life because they have a political difference with me. At least, you know, that would be the only reason to, you know, discommunicate or excommunicate that person.
This is part of the controversy that surrounds Stefan is that exactly when does he say that? And your line and his line are going to be different. There's no doubt about that.
Apparently, he suggests it quite often to people, from what I understand.
Some people have claimed all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that need to leave their family of origin.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's one of those things that looks kind of culty. In fact, a lot culty. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here and bring up anything that you want. The number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. All of it is there, and you can get signed up tonight over at amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it because it makes a big difference, allows us to do more marketing and outreach to radio stations around the country to get Free Talk Live on more airwaves, and also we can market the show online more effectively. Again, it just all takes money, and your $5 a month is a huge, big difference for us when you make that contribution at amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson is sharing with us a list of 10 things said by Ayn Rand at some point during her life that ring anarchists, even though she herself was a marginal statist, as the article points out.
I think we're getting to some of the good ones here. I think this next one's good. There can be no compromise between freedom and government controls. To accept just a few controls is to surrender the principle of inalienable individual rights and to substitute it for the principle of the government's unlimited arbitrary power, thus delivering oneself into gradual enslavement. As an example of this process, observe the present domestic policy of the United States. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty good one. I mean, there's nothing to argue with that statement, in my opinion. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, that's exactly the type of thing that would endear her, I think, in the community, like I was saying, like that I think that she would be, you know, held up today right along all the other people who are well-respected amongst, not the libertarian people who claim her now, like the Glenn Becks and the Rush Limbaughs and the whoever who say, you know, that, I'm into Ayn Rand, I'm an objectivist, you know, I'm a Neil Bortz libertarian. You know, I feel like if she were alive now, those people would unequivocally be rejecting her in favor of just being straight up Republicans because they'd actually be rebuffed by the things that she was actually saying.
Does Russ Limbaugh actually claim to be a libertarian?
He certainly has promoted her books.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. He's definitely, I've never heard him claim to be a libertarian.
I heard somebody call in, and this has been well over 10 years ago, talking to him about the Libertarian Party. And Rush Limbaugh acted like he had never heard of the Libertarian Party. And this is, I mean, I know when I started listening to talk radio, because it's about the time I started working at the radio station where you and I work, Ian. Mm-hmm. I didn't start working there until 1999 at the end of it. So this was in the 2000s. Rush Limbaugh had been on the national radio for 12 years. And then, you know, before that, wherever he was doing radio, the idea that he hadn't heard of the Libertarian Party up until that point is just patently ridiculous. But he just acted like he had never heard of them before.
So the next one here is she is apparently pointing out that she believes, or that she was kind of implying that minarchism is not compatible with capitalism. She says, "It is the basic metaphysical fact of man's nature, the connection between his survival and his use of reason that capitalism recognizes and respects, or and protects. In a capitalist society, all human relationships are voluntary. Men are free to cooperate or not, to deal with one another or not, as their own individual judgments, convictions, and interests dictate. They can deal with one another only in terms of and by means of reason, i.e. by means of discussion, persuasion, and contractual agreement, by voluntary choice to mutual benefit. The right to agree with others is not a problem in any society. It is the right to disagree that is crucial. It is the institution of private property that protects and implements the right to disagree, and thus keeps the road open to man's most valuable attribute, valuable personally, socially, and objectively, the creative mind."
And, well, the ability to disagree is, to some extent, founded on your ability to support yourself. And your ability to support yourself means the ability, to some extent, to protect your own property or have somebody protect it for you. And the difficulty really comes in what organization is going to protect your property. Because if you have a government today, what does the government of Belgium, for instance, do really to protect its the people, the Belgians' property from the United States? If the United States wanted to take good care of Belgium, they could do it very quickly. I probably should use the Bahamas because they're closer. But you know, it's the United States controls everything, so there's not really the ability to protect your property. It's just sort of negotiating, as it were. And this world where one can protect one's property is fantastic today. Will it ever be so? I don't know.
So here's a question. So have you guys heard of the concept of Gulch? I can imagine you've heard of the real movement that sort of was a spectacular failure, and I kind of knew it would be. But
yeah, I mean, I've never read the book that it was based on. Was that Atlas Shrugged, I think it is?
Right.
Where what the idea is, the character in the book, John Galt, goes off to, like, go out in the middle of nowhere.
The idea generally would be it's sort of like a free state project, right? But in a valley somewhere with a much smaller group of people.
Okay.
And an invisibility cloak.
Like Keene, New Hampshire?
Sure. But, like, sure, we'll go there. But with only Liberty Folk living there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Not like Keene, then.
Not like Keene. with an invisibility cloak and an energy shield protecting them. Not like Keen. It's a science fiction almost, and Atlas Shrugged. But essentially, these people are selected by John Galt.
So they don't trade with anyone. They are they isolationists.
They have an infinite energy machine.
Like a replicator kind of
deal. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so they're all doing their own. Well, essentially, what happens is it's like they're all masters of their own industry, and John Galt essentially brings them there. They're like the engine of the world. It's like the people who are very well qualified, and really all they want to do with their lives is work and produce, and
marquee players of capitalism.
Sure, exactly. And so they all have their own industries, and they're the masters of their industries, and they're willing to work to do whatever. They just want to produce with their lives, and so they're the producers of the world. And essentially, John Galt gathers all these people and says, "Hey, we don't need to be powering this industry of government anymore, because essentially the whole point of Atlas Shrugged is that the people who are producers are the ones who are powering government by paying taxes and paying into the system and enabling the system by their very presence, giving the system legitimacy."
Okay.
And so essentially they shrug and take off and just start disappearing, and they're disappearing to Galt's cult.
They shrug off the chains of government. And, this is so, but like you said, it really comes down to this infinite energy machine.
Right.
And getting away from, it's difficult to shed the bonds of the state, because you have to live somewhere. You need power from the grid, or, somebody has to produce your solar panels. You have to sort of function.
That's the only way she could create this kind of society. So that's her literary device that she is. And the reason why I mention it is because on Galt's Gulch, the next statement is sort of referring to Galt's Gulch.
Okay.
So it says, "We are not a state here, not a society of any kind. We're just a voluntary association of men held together by nothing but every man's self-interest. They say that it's hard for men to agree. You'd be surprised how easy it is when both parties has as their moral absolute that neither exists for the sake of the other, and that reason is their only means of trade." And that's a quote from one of the books. That's not a quote from one.
She says it's not a society, but a society by definition is a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common purpose. Even if that common purpose is to leave each other alone, I think still that you've got a society there.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I would have to look up the definition of society to see if there's something that she might be referring to, a society like the Lions Club, or
that's the same thing. Those are people who've come together voluntarily for
the religious society of friends.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what the word, again, without looking at the definition of the word society, I kind of wonder if there isn't some reason why she's attacking that word. I'm betting that there
maybe
is.
Because it is also common.
She's very jargony, and the words mean something to her.
Every word means something to her. Yeah, very much so. So she talks on agorism. Says, "I am speaking to those who desire to live and to recapture the honor of their soul. Now that you know the truth about your world, stop supporting your own destroyers. The evil of the world is made possible by nothing but the sanction you give it. Withdraw your sanction. Withdraw your support. Do not try to live on your enemy's terms or to win at a game where they're setting the rules. Do not seek the favor of those who enslaved you. Do not beg for alms from those who have robbed you."
I think that's a wonderful idea. We can come back with the rest of the quote here in a moment. I like that idea. The problem is the social pressure when you try to, withdraw your support from the state. You're surrounded by people who believe in the state,
right,
and then they see you as the enemy at that point, even though you're just trying to live your own life and leave other people alone. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. You take control here. Hour number 3 on the way on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.